Welcome, everyone. It is Brook Hill Spotlight. This is the special program that we do here at Brook Hill, and it gives us a chance to get to know a person or a ministry. And today we're going to focus on a particular ministry at Brook Hill called Stephen Ministry. And so just a special ministry that's helped a lot of people. And I want to start by inviting my guest here, Kathy Altman, Reverend Kathy Altman. Can you tell us about a brief understanding and history of Stephen Ministry?
Yeah, well, so as I took the class back in 2012 on how to become a Stephen leader and a Stephen minister, I learned about Dr. Kenneth Hawk and the fact that back in 1975, he found himself as a new seminary graduate, but he also had a background in clinical psychology and realized that he had landed himself in a church of folks that had a lot of needs. And as a solo pastor, he was having a really hard time getting around to doing all the visitations that he needed to do to meet the crises that were happening, families going through situations of funerals and, you know, those end of life type things, but then also others going through crises of divorce and just difficulties. And it was becoming extremely difficult for him to get around to everyone. He actually found it impossible. I believe at one point he was sharing that on one day he ended up doing 17 pastoral visits. And what he noted was that none of them were good visits. They were just quick in and out and not really helping to meet the needs of the church. But what he also realized was he had an entire church full of folks that were fully capable of helping to also be caregivers and those who can help with others going through crises. And so he referred to two scriptures as the focal scriptures, and I wanted to read those. The first one is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, and it says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." And he also realized that with some training, folks could be very effective in being able to provide good quality care for each other as folks go through these types of crises. What we find as pastors is that we're typically there for the crisis. We're certainly there right in the middle of the crisis, but often it's when the last family member has gone home after the funeral and the last casserole dish has been returned that a lot of the problems still remain for folks, those difficulties in adjusting to differences in their lives. And so that's where a Stephen minister would come in, to be able to walk one-on-one with folks and help them through these types of crises. The other scripture that he talked about was Ephesians 4, verse 12. And it says, "To equip his people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up." And so it's part of what we're here for as followers of Christ, to do a Christ-centered caregiving ministry for one another. And that is what Stephen Ministry began as. That's what it continues to be. It is such a benefit to the congregations that are able to not only equip their members to be active in ministry, but to also have that additional resource for those who are going through difficult times. And so, with that history of Stephen Ministry, I wanted to ask a specific question of Pastor Dana, because this relates directly to her and her start here at Brook Hill. And my question to you is, how did Stephen Ministry then begin here at Brook Hill United Methodist Church?
Well, it's interesting that Stephen Ministry started at Brook Hill actually before I ever came to Brook Hill. I was I wasn't even commissioned yet. I was in the process of ordination at Westminster United Methodist Church. I was the youth director at that church, and Pastor Kathy was the associate pastor, and she was preparing to go to training for Stephen Leader training. And it was exciting because I was hearing about the church starting a ministry there. And I learned about it at that point. So when I arrived at Brook Hill and was appointed associate pastor here and congregational care pastor, I realized that I had way too many situations that I needed help. It's one thing to be a pastor, to visit people in the hospital or as they're going into their lifetimes and things like that. But some people need ongoing support, maybe more than I can have the time to do if you have a big congregation. And so I just felt very strongly in my heart as I prayed that God really wanted us to have Stephen Ministry at Brook Hill. And so I began to pray about it. I talked to the lead pastor at the time about how could we fund that ministry, how could we, you know, go about having a training. And so it was really wonderful that we were able to come up with the support we needed for that. And then I had two people willing to be Stephen leaders. And so Lane Luttrell and Sue Cook both agreed to be Stephen leaders, and we all went to Pittsburgh for their Stephen ministry training. And then when we got back, that was back in 2013 in the summer. And then when we, that fall, we started our first training of Stephen ministers and had our first commissioning in 2014. And it was a ministry that helped me immensely as lay people had training and were able to give care to people and on an ongoing basis that I was not able to do. So that was how it started. And I know that it has been blessing Brook Hill and to this day, and it's a wonderful ministry.
Yes, it is a wonderful ministry. And I wanted to have us get a perspective from someone who has been a care receiver. So earlier this year, we had talked to Bev Betson, and she was going to share a little bit about how Stephen Ministry helped her through a difficult time.
So I actually knew about Stephen Ministry before it came to Brook Hill. My father was a Stephen minister in the Presbyterian Church in Pennsylvania. So when one of my family members, my son, was struggling a lot with some mental health issues and some other issues. It was very difficult for me to find someone that I could talk to about it. We hadn't had our support group yet here at the church, but I wanted somebody to pray with. So I went to Dana, and she prayed with me, and she offered to set me up with a Stephen minister. So I accepted, and I was set up with a person that was trained as a Stephen minister, another lady, and she called me, and we connected, and we met maybe once a week, just for a meal or a coffee, and just knowing that I was going to have that time with that minister, my own time, just me and her, each week was extremely helpful. It helped me through some really, really tough times. And, you know, sometimes we didn't even talk about my issues or the issues. It was just having someone there who knew that I was struggling so that I could lean on them. So that's just what I wanted to share about that. It's a wonderful ministry.
Thank you, Bev. I appreciate your input. So I wanted to, at this time, talk with our Stephen leaders, those currently serving as Stephen leaders in this ministry program. And I first wanted to talk with Randy Golay. He is going to tell us a little bit about how Stephen Ministry is structured, the roles of Stephen leaders, Stephen ministers, and help us sort of get a good overall picture of this ministry and how it applies to those who are in need of care here in our community. Randy?
Thank you, Kathy. Brook Hill United Methodist Church, Stephen Ministry, has a specific kind of structure and organization to it. This is established by St. Louis. And there are two basic groups in this ministry. There is a leadership group, which handles the administration and management of the organization. And then there is the operational side, which are really the caregivers. And these are the folks, the ministers, who take care of folks who are in need. I'm going to describe both of these in brief and identify the organization as to who's in the leadership roles. So looking at leadership, we're broken down into what are called coordinators. And coordinators have very specific roles and responsibilities. And the whole reason behind having a management structure in Stephen Ministry is to relieve the Stephen ministers of any type of management or supervision type of roles so that they can focus on what it is they do, and that is offer care to those in need of care. So we have Holly Yoakum. Holly is one of our Stephen Leader team coordinators, and basically what Holly Yoakum and Ken Michaels do, what the two of them do is they coordinate overall the team's efforts. They're responsible for providing updates to the team, schedules, connections. They represent the team to other churches and ministries, and they provide facilitation for any type of meetings or efforts that we hold here or in coordination with St. Louis, for example, a workshop. We also have Pastor Kathy. Pastor Kathy is our communications coordinator. She focuses on publicity efforts and visibility, if you will, to the Stephen Ministry. You'll see some of this through ministry minutes as well as newsletters and various other forms of announcements. She helps with referrals, which I'll speak of in a moment, and press releases. We have Ken Michaels. Now, Ken is our training coordinator, very experienced individual and highly organized, and puts on a great training effort. Those of you that are interested in Stephen Ministry training, Ken will be your training coordinator. And he identifies recruits. He puts together the schedule, organizes faculty, and so on. Ken will speak on that in more detail in a moment. Myself, I am a referrals coordinator, and I oversee the referrals process. Referrals are when a care receiver comes forward with a need. I become involved in connecting the care receiver to a caregiver. That would be a Stephen minister. I also speak with some of the other local ministries, Sunday school classes, or say the grief ministry, or various other ministries where people may find themselves in need of some long-term care receiving type of caring. I also keep an eye out for potential Stephen ministers and Stephen leaders, and I provide help with connecting to health professionals. That's basically what a referrals coordinator will do. And we also have Ron Lindsay. And Ron is our supervision coordinator. Now, when you become a Stephen minister, we meet regularly. And what we do is we do some continuing education as part of our meeting, as well as each of the Stephen ministers provides a very brief overview of where they're at with their care receiver. No details, confidentiality is very strictly observed in these meetings, but there is a need for someone to help conduct the meeting and facilitate the meeting, and this is what Ron does. That's the basic organization of the Stephen leadership side. We are all trained. We go through extensive training, just as the Stephen ministers do, and most of us Stephen leaders are also trained as Stephen ministers, and I am also one of the Stephen ministers. The Stephen ministers themselves, these are the caregivers. These are connected with care receivers, again, through the referrals process. And this typically starts with a pastor and someone coming forward in need of care. You will meet as a care receiver, as you've heard earlier, you'll meet with a caregiver on a very regular basis. And this is, again, kept under strict confidentiality. It is a one-on-one relationship, and it's designed to be a long-term relationship. And again, you go through extensive training to become a Stephen minister. That is an overview of the structure and organization of Brook Hill United Methodist Church's Stephen ministry.
Okay, so far we have heard from a care receiver, Bev Betson, and we've also heard from Randy Golay, who gave us a little bit of an understanding of the structure of Stephen ministry, that we have Stephen leaders, Stephen ministers, and care receivers. And so I thought it might be beneficial to hear from a Stephen minister, someone who is currently providing care for someone. And so I wanted to get a perspective of a Stephen minister. And so we have here with us Kathy Mitchell, who is going to talk to us a little bit about what it's like to be a Stephen minister.
So I've been a Stephen minister since 2014. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to think of Stephen ministers as the after people. So I'd like to read a few things here. We are after the phone call that you hoped you'd never get. After the divorce papers are served and the bottom falls out of your life. After the funeral, when everyone has left and emotions are you've held at bay come crashing down. After the doctor says, I'm sorry, but there's nothing more we can do. After the last child honks the horn, waves and drives away, and the house seems suddenly empty. After the baby arrives, demanding more of you than ever dreamed possible. After you find a pink slip with your final paycheck. After your family and friends have heard your story one too many times, but you still need to talk it out. We are working one-on-one with a person, giving Christian care. We usually meet once a week. In my experience, I'm not alone working with my care receiver. Our Lord is with me. I pray at home or in the car before I meet my Stephen, my care receiver. Mm-hmm. And I pray after I leave my care receiver also, thanking God for him being with us. I am a caregiver. I cannot cure whatever needs to be cured. That's what God does. So, in my experience, there's various things that come up. I actually met with a person to be a care receiver who I did not know, and she did not know me. And I literally walked into her home, and for 2 hours straight, she talked almost nonstop. And I rarely got a word in edgewise. It's not always like that somebody opens up and tells you everything that's been going on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she needed a care receiver, a caregiver. And we had a wonderful relationship. She could not go to church for various reasons, so I brought church to her. I also shared communion with her, and she'd have her son come in when we had communion. And as time went on, there was a time when I said to the Lord, it's time for closing. She's doing really great, and I'm going to bring that up. And he said, not today. And I thought, well, that seems strange, not today. I think she's ready. And sure enough, I go in, and a whole new unexpected thing had happened in her life, and I needed to be there for her for this new item, which worked, took a long time. But usually when we work with a care receiver, sometimes it's short term and sometimes it's long term. It can be several years, but we're there for you as needed. I am a good listener, and that's what is needed from the Stephen minister. Mm-hmm. Listening, and I have compassion, and I care, and that comes through in our relationship. I also am a mother, a retired teacher, and many times the parent has had issues with their children that they don't know how to handle, or things that happen with the teacher at school and various things and may not know how to go about. And so I can give ideas from my experience. I never tell anyone what they have to do, of course. Other times we brainstorm. Well, let's think about this. What ideas can we have that might work for you to use? I am non-judgmental. I can remember one of my care receivers, she said, you never judge me. I have so many things you can judge. You don't judge me. You don't judge my family. You don't judge my friends. I feel so comfortable talking to you. And that's an important part of us giving care.
That's wonderful.
I like to celebrate the successes with you. I had been working with one person for quite some time, and she really wondered where God was in her life. She was having a hard time dealing with that, and that's okay. But as we worked together, there was a time when I came in, and she was so excited, and she says, "Now I see what God's purpose is for me." And what an accomplishment that is. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
A lot of times, after working with a person for quite some time, you may want to be friends. And as we close and a Stephen minister is not needed, yes, we can become very good friends. And that has happened on occasion. I have a scripture I like to share. It seems this is a scripture I picked out in my classes with the Stephen ministry. And it's Jeremiah 31, verses 3 through 4. "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I will build you up again." And in each case, I have seen that happen. Due to COVID, we didn't always get to meet inside the person's house. Sometimes we met outside. Sometimes we did phone calls or texting or emails. Whatever works for you, that's how we meet. And that's how we get together. And I hope you, if you are in need of a Stephen minister, will feel free to call the church, because we do have plenty of ministers that are willing to be with you.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for giving us your insights as a Stephen minister. And so with that in mind, I wanted to shift gears just a little bit and talk to someone who is in a unique position here at Brook Hill, and that is Holly Yoakum. She is serving both as a Stephen leader and as a Stephen minister. And so as a Stephen leader, she has certain roles and things that she accomplishes, but as a Stephen minister, she also has those experiences. And so with her unique perspective, I wanted to talk to her about a couple of things. First of all, there are some basic pillars and tenets that sort of frame out the entire Stephen ministry program. Can you speak to those for us?
Absolutely.
All right.
For the training of a Stephen minister, we have what we call a caregiver's compass, and they're really four guiding and central principles to the ministry.
Okay.
And that is that a Stephen minister should be compassionate, full of faith, skilled, and trustworthy. And I'd like to just talk a little bit about each of those. Being compassionate is really being with the person in the difficulties that they're facing, whether they be, you know, really big problems or issues they just want to address. It doesn't have to be something earth-shattering when you deal with issues. But being compassionate is having someone who's going to listen to your perspective, listen to your issues, give you support. And I think Kathy said being non-judgmental. We're not there to judge anyone. We're there to support them to get through their issues.
Okay.
And then full of faith, it is a Christian care ministry. So we think of Jesus being with us, as Kathy had also said, that we bring our faith in Jesus Christ and the love of Christ to the person that we're seeing. Being skilled has a lot to do with the training, and we're going to be having a training coming up very shortly this month. And I found the training to be really exceptional. I had been interested in being a Stephen minister, and then an opportunity arose, and the training was really helpful in preparing me to meet a care receiver, to employ some of these principles that we're talking about. And what is really important in that relationship. It also was very helpful in terms of understanding my own life and mm-hmm. my own relationships, and it was really helpful in that way too.
Okay.
And then being trustworthy has a lot to do with keeping someone's confidence. You know, the ministry is confidential. And the other part of that, I think, is, you know, being reliable, mm-hmm. you know, being present when there's the need, and being a support to someone who really is having a great deal of courage by inviting someone into their life mm-hmm. and discussing serious issues which are impacting them.
Okay.
And the other part of that I just wanted to say is that we don't give advice, and we're not therapists, and we don't, you know, pretend to be either of those things. But to be with someone as they're resolving their problems and acknowledging their feelings, validating them, and getting to know their strengths and reinforcing those as well.
Mm-hmm. So can you speak a little bit more about the confidentiality piece? Because I know that that is a concern that I have heard from folks that are maybe a little worried that, you know, if they go to Stephen Minister, then suddenly they're going to be on the prayer chain, or suddenly they're going to be the topic of conversation in whatever. So if you could speak to the confidential nature of Stephen Ministry.
And that's really an important tenet to us, the confidentiality, because sometimes we see people, you know, from our own church that, you know, people on the team may know, and may know some things if they're on the prayer chain, for example, about mm-hmm. what's going on in their lives. But this is kept very confidential, even in our supervision meetings.
Okay.
We do discuss the general problems, and we get input from a, you know, compassionate and caring team, people with a lot more experience, for example, than I have at this point. And we don't give the exact specifics. We don't, you know, necessarily give a person's age or their, you know, what their job might be, mm-hmm. Or what type of relationship specifically they might be dealing with.
Okay.
Nothing that would be identifying as we go through this process.
Great, great. So I wonder, how would you handle the situation if you're in the middle of the church lobby after Sunday service, and your care receiver comes up to you and says, in a very loud, boisterous voice, "This is my Stephen Minister, and she's so wonderful." How would you handle that?
Well, I'd be complimented for one thing, if that's what they said, but I would guess that, well, you know, one of the things is that the care receiver doesn't have to keep the relationship confidential. It's totally up to them whether
okay.
they share that with family members or friends or anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We will keep that confidentiality as Stephen Ministers. So if someone approached me and said, you know, who's your care receiver, and, you know, what kind of issues are you dealing with, then I would say, you know, I'm a Stephen Minister. I can't speak to any of that. I can't even really tell you if I have a care receiver at this point.
Okay.
So we keep everything confidential. We would never place someone on the prayer chain, for example, unless they specifically, you know, ask for that to
okay.
happen.
Okay. So I hope that helps to reassure those of you who might be considering Stephen Ministry, either to become a minister or a leader, or to become a care receiver. Perhaps maybe you're going through a difficult time, and we're just kind of wondering about some of those tenets of Stephen Ministry, and particularly about confidentiality. So thank you, Holly.
I think the other thing I just want to say mm-hmm. is how much we respect a care receiver who is sharing things that they want to deal with in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think every one of us in this ministry respects a person having the courage to request help to mm-hmm. begin with, mm-hmm. which can be really hard for people, and also to trust us with their thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think a Stephen Minister can do As I said, we're not therapists, but we're also not family members or friends, so we can be a little more objective, mm-hmm. And, you know, help guide people in that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you may not want to talk to your family specifically about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, Holly, I want to thank you for serving as a Stephen leader and as a Stephen minister and being one of the I think one of the pillars of this whole program here at Brook Hill.
Well, thank you. And I think it's life-changing for the Stephen ministers, too. You know, we feel very honored to be taken into someone's confidence.
Amen. Amen to that. So one thing that has come up in conversation is a concern or, you know, just a question of how do I know if my Stephen minister is qualified? And so to answer that, I wanted to turn to one of our Stephen leaders, Ken Michaels, who is heading up our training and supervision program. And so I wanted to turn it over to him and basically just ask that question, Ken. How do I know that my Stephen minister is qualified?
Well, Stephen ministers, before they can become commissioned, have to complete 50 hours of training. A typical training session would be 20 sessions of 2.5 hours each. It'll spread out of a period of probably 3 or 4 months. And during the training, it's highly interactive, meaning that the trainees do a lot of sharing with each other. Mm-hmm. So they don't just sit there and listen to somebody talk at them and tell them what it's supposed to be. They have many exercises that will actually demonstrate their abilities to deal with Stephen minister type situations. Once they are commissioned, then the Stephen ministers here at Brook Hill meet on a monthly basis in what we call a supervision session. It's not supervision in the sense that there's a boss and some understudies, but it's supervision in the sense that they're all helping each other and they are all basically supervising each other's Stephen ministry. Mm-hmm. So we protect the anonymity of our care receivers at all times. But in very general terms, a Stephen minister will explain what kind of progress they're making in their relationship. And if they're facing any particular difficulties, they may be asking the other Stephen ministers or the Stephen leader for some advice to help them deal with that situation. So in addition to your initial training, there's an ongoing education, which never really stops. So if your Stephen minister is active, you know that they are getting well, they've had basic training, and they're also getting training on a continuing basis.
Awesome. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. So one thing that we can promote here at Brook Hill is to answer this question, which is, you know, how can I get involved in Stephen ministry? I hope that you've been intrigued by what you've heard here today. We do have a training session that is beginning January 15th. And we'll be ongoing for the 50 hours of training. So if you feel that God is calling you to this ministry, we encourage you to take that training and become a certified, commissioned Stephen minister. How else can you support this ministry? You can contact a Stephen leader and see if there's any ways that you could help. But I can tell you the biggest way that you can help this ministry is to pray. To pray for the Stephen ministers, to pray for the Stephen leaders, to pray for all those who are receiving care, and to keep your ears open for those who might benefit from a Stephen minister. I hope that that has helped to answer your questions about this ministry, to maybe pique your interest in getting involved, and for all of us to look for ways to care for one another as we have been taught to do and as Christ has modeled for us. And so thank you all for your attention today as we have explored this ministry.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing about this ministry called Stephen Ministry and how it started, how it is, how we're doing things now, and then opportunities that you might be interested, want to pray about as far as either serving as a Stephen minister or receiving a care receiver. And so we hope you'll pray about that, and then I hope you've enjoyed this time. I hope you'll join us next time as we again have our next Brook Hill Spotlight.